Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 145.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber, and the sergeant-at-arms will close the doors. Ask everyone to please silence their electronic devices. This morning's prayer will be offered by Representative Warren. We'd ask our members and our guests in the gallery to please stand for the prayer and to remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance thereafter. Representative Warren.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Dear Lord, we come before you this morning to give you praise and thanks for the gift of life that you have given us and for the opportunity to make it meaningful through service to others. Help us, Lord, to be as effective as we can be by enabling our eyes to clearly see the needs of those whom we have committed to serve and the wisdom to make the appropriate changes to address them. Help us to reassure and encourage others through our example. Guide us and keep us nearer to you, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, recognized for motion.
Mr. Speaker, the journal for October 14th has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Lewis moves the journal for October 14th to be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The journal is approved as written. Messages from the Senate. The clerk will read.
House Bill 399, Senate Committee Substitute, 5th Edition. A bill to be entitled an act to make certain tax changes, to extend certain tax benefits, and to appropriate funds for the collections assistance fee special funds with the Department of Revenue for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
The chair does rule that the changes are material. The bill is referred to the Committee on Finance.
House Bill 470, Senate Committee Substitute, 3rd Edition, a bill to be entitled an act to make various changes and technical corrections to the law governing the administration of justice for concurrence in the Senate Committee Substitute.
Bill is referred to the Committee on Rules, Calendar, and Operations of the House. The lady from Johnson, Representative White, is recognized to speak to a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It has been an honor today to meet with a local school here in the chambers, and I really appreciate the teachers and parents exposing their students to the legislative branch and the history of North Carolina. All the students are very, very special, and there's one little redhead that calls me Representative Graham, and they are so excited, Mr. Speaker, to see Tim Moore today. They would love to have a photo with you later.
Well, thank you. And on motion of Representative White, the chair is happy to extend the courtesies of the gallery to a group of students visiting with us from Wake Christian Academy. Would y'all please stand? We want to welcome you and thank you for being with us today. In case you're wondering why there's only six members of the House here when there's 120, today is what's called a no-vote session. This week we've essentially taken off. We've had a busy few weeks, and in fact, we normally would not be in session now. We normally adjourn by July, so the fact that we're even right now is a little out of the ordinary. But today this session is just a ceremonial session where we take care of administrative matters, and then next week we'll be back in full session. So all these desks you see will be full, and the House will be taking up bills next week. But we're honored you all came with us, and we hope you guys have a great rest of your visit with us today. Along those same lines, the chair will notice for the body and would ask the clerk to send an email to this effect as well. There will be no recorded votes on Monday session. We will, however, take up votes Tuesday. The chair, I know that the Rules Committee and the Finance Committee were looking at meeting on Monday to try to get bills done so they could be on the calendar for Tuesday. I don't think that makes much sense, frankly. So what I'm going to do, Representative John, if you can make sure the minority party knows this, and we'll notify. But what the chair intends to do is any bills that are in committee on Tuesday morning, the chair is going to seek to simply add those to the calendar Tuesday afternoon at 2:00. So I think the committee notices will be going out, and I know Representative Lewis has a Rules Committee that's going to take up Tuesday morning. I believe finance is meeting, and there's a few others. So the recommendation the chair would make to all members who want to see those bills in advance of that day would be to go ahead and be aware of what the committees are meeting, what they're doing, and know that the committee action taken on Tuesday will most likely be added to the calendar that afternoon. The chair does also intend to have session at 2 p.m. on Tuesday as well, so that for your planning purposes, those will be the first time votes are happening. If you're not on any of those committees that are hearing bills, the chair will ask the committee chairs who are going to be meeting Tuesday morning to try to get those notices out just as soon as they can for members and their planning purposes. Notices and announcements. If not, the gentleman from Harnett, Representative Lewis, is recognized for a motion.
Mr. Speaker, I move the House adjourn to reconvene Monday, October 21st at 4 o'clock p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Lewis moves, seconded by Representative Kidwell, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, October 21st at 4 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it. The House stands adjourned.
On motion of the chair, committee sub for House Bill 398, short title, Growing Great, Rural Broadband Funding, is withdrawn from the Committee on Appropriations IT and recommitted to the Appropriations Committee. Serial referral to rules is stricken. House Bill 969, IT Strategy Board and Strategy Reserve, is withdrawn from Appropriations IT and referred to Appropriations. Serial referral to rules is stricken.